This is Sophie Grant interviewing Rhianne Halford. Can you tell me what role you have played for the circus?
Oh, currently.
Currently? A bit both, really. How you first got involved in what you're currently doing.
Yeah, I first got involved, I was a student on a degree programme in what was then called the Circus Space in London, and I did a project based on a large-scale circus show that Noford State were doing at the time in 2002. And then I went on to become an apprentice in the Immortal show in 2004. And since doing some performing work, I've then done lots of teacher training with the company and taught predominantly youth circus.
Can you tell me a bit about your work during Immortal? What you did, what role you played in?
I was one of the people who got cloned. And there were five main characters, as far as I remember, and they were all trying to find various ways to prolong their life and become immortal. And one of the characters cloned herself, so I was one of her clones. And that involved lots of acrobalance, was like a way of us becoming this through this machine and be cloned at the end of it. We did acrobalance moves. But I also was in the capoeira group, because I trained quite a bit of capoeira. I think we all did a bit of singing, so that was that one. And then 2004 Immortal UK tour, I was an apprentice, so in the show my character was called Maggie, and I pretty much lived underneath this revolving stage. It was quite a small dark little place, and I was asked by the director in one of the rehearsals to go under there and try and kill myself in as many different ways as possible. And she kind of liked this improvisation that I did, so she just slapped it in the show. So Maggie had this very small moment, a few minutes long, of being underneath underneath this revolver steel decking and trying to kill myself in as many different ways. Of course, I was immortal, so none of them worked. And it was a really small place, so only the very few audience members that were right near to me could see it. But then it was projected, so you had, I don't know what they call them, one of the techie people were there filming it. So it was projected on the inside of the tent, so other audience members were able to see it.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
And
So what has your experience been like working for the company?
It's varied, I think. It was quite all positive. Everyone's just really laid back and very accepting of you. And I think at the beginning, especially in Immortal, because I'd graduated as a juggler, and the Immortal I was in, the very first Immortal, there were no professional jugglers in the show. So it was difficult for me as an apprentice to then gain any training, really, to further my training as a juggler. So that was a little bit frustrating, because a lot of it was up in the air.
It's what about memories? Because that kind of ties into the question, doesn't it?
Memories. I think there's a really kind of sort of family feel to it. I think memories and my highlights would have been Immortal, and my memories were, I really loved the performance, the moment of the performance, but I also really liked living in a vehicle. I bought a van specifically for that show, and I converted it into a live-in vehicle, and I've still till this day got, not the same van, but I've still got a live-in vehicle, and I spent a lot of years living on a site in a live-in vehicle, so I like all that aspect of the touring show as well.
Do you have any specific stories, any interesting or funny memories about when you were touring?
Well, I remember one night, there was a lady in the show. I think we were opening in Pontypridd, because we'd done a lot of our rehearsals up there. So we opened there in the park. And there was a woman in the audience, and she was pretty drunk, I think. And I remember her just saying, she just was saying a few things, and I decided to grab what she was saying and steal it, and as part of what Maggie would further on say in some of the shows. And yeah, so then Maggie at some point would find herself stood on the bar, drunk, drinking from a big bottle of wine, and it was quite funny. I remember pretending to be drunk, during the show. Obviously, there was only water in this bottle of wine, and swug it back, and I knocked and chipped my tooth. So it was like, yeah, pretending to be drunk, I chipped a tooth. But then the other thing she was saying was, you know, am I safe here? Because as you know, it's a promenade performance, and there were some areas when activities were happening that you wouldn't be in. So that was another catchphrase that I took off with, was, you know, am I safe here? And I only live up on that hill. And they're just little memories of, I remember, of this drunk woman in the audience.
Do you have any negative memories? Any times where it was maybe hard?
Yeah, I think, so maybe what I said a bit earlier, you could type in here, which was the frustration of graduating from my degree as a juggler, graduated with the first class honours, and then the negative side was when I hit, sorry, I've just read that anymore. When I hit Immortal, there were no professional jugglers to sort of like take me further. So for me, the apprenticeship was quite tricky because a lot of it was independent practice where I just found myself on my own independently juggling because there was no one. And in fact, some of the professionals asked me if I could teach them to juggle. Just, you know, people that were just like, I remember Gareth Bailey, was an aerialist in the show and an excellent rope artist, but he couldn't juggle, so there I was as an apprentice teaching a professional to juggle. So I remember being quite frustrated at that, because there was no one else to teach me juggling. But I know since then there's lots of jugglers in the show, so I'm looking forward. I'm going to go and see Bianca tomorrow. I'm looking forward to see the juggling.
Should be good. So you say you don't do much performing now. You do youth circus, did you say?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about that and why you do that and why you enjoy it?
At the moment I'm on maternity leave, but I worked up until... I've been working on the youth circus project since it started. And so I've had the pleasure of seeing young people developing for sort of like 4 years, I guess. And some of them who started 4 years ago are still in it 4 years older, and that's just been really nice. And just got to know them as, well, some people as friends, like, you know, not just being a teacher, but knowing their parents and, just seeing them out and about in festivals and how they're still really eager to do circus. But they're the sort of younger groups, so they might have started when they were age 5 or 6, and like now they're 9 or 10, you know, so that's really nice.
Do you prefer doing the circus stuff, or do you prefer performing, or?
I think because I'm older now, like I'm in my early 40s, I think it's it's time for me to like put more of my experience back into teaching, and it's just the way it is. I've got a baby now, so I think I am doing less performing and more teaching.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have you ever worked with adults, or has it always been youth circus?
Yeah, I've worked with all ages. So I'm a fluent Welsh speaker, which is probably good to mention in this interview, because I do most of the Welsh speaking training programs. So we get team building sessions and stuff like that with adults. In March I was doing some work teaching adults through team building. So they have a bit of fun, and then they do trust things, help each other to a stilt walk, and maybe do an acrobalance pyramid at the end of it, and all to bond together.
So do you do a lot of stilt walking, or was it, what was it, just juggling and stilt walking that you did, or?
At the moment now, that's what I'm doing as a performer, just going out to summer events and either holding an interactive workshop, or I get on my stilts and entertain crowds or shoppers or, you know, stuff like that. And also I'm a ground-based juggler, so I just go out with a little suitcase and do a few tricks.
Yeah, what sort of reaction do you find you get from people when you're doing those sort of things? Do they see it as something amazing, or do people seem quite used to it? Because I think back in the day, circus used to be quite a new thing to people, quite shocking, sort of as though like they were superheroes and people couldn't really do those sort of things. Do you think you get that reaction now, or do you think people have become more used to the idea?
I don't think that they think I'm a superhero, but I think that people are still really impressed, especially young families, you know, and I think when I'm on the street, that's kind of who I like to target. And, you know, then maybe if I take a few challenges as well, and it's quite good if you get the dad to be challenged, and then he tries to show off in front of his little ones. And but yeah, children are still really impressed by it, I think, you know, and I think it's an inspiration, really. Circus is an inspiration for young people to get involved themselves. So, but yeah, not quite a superhuman.
Well, thank you for taking the time to speak to me.
That's
You've told
right.
me some really good information.